Recording 55.
You will hear a phone conversation in which a woman talks to a public transport official about something she has lost. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4.
Hello, City Transport Lost Property. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. Yes, I'm calling about a suitcase I lost yesterday. I don't suppose I'll get it back, but I thought I'd try.
Well, some people do hand lost items in, so you might be lucky. Let's put the details into the computer.
Okay.
Right. So, let's start with a description of the suitcase.
Okay, well, it's small, and it's the type you can pull along on wheels.
How about the colour?
Yes, it's black, but not exactly plain black. It has some narrow stripes down it, sort of grey. Actually, no, they're white, now I think about it.
Okay, I'll just add that information. Now, were there any items inside it?
Yes, I had a big bunch of keys in there. Luckily, my assistant manager has an identical set, so she's going out this morning to get some copies made.
So, therefore, your office...
That's right. My house keys were in my pocket, thank goodness.
Anything else?
There were a lot of documents, but they're saved on my laptop anyway, so they don't matter so much. But the thing I'm really worried about, I mean, I haven't even taken it out of the box yet, is a camera I just bought. That's really why I'm calling. I can't believe I've lost it already.
I see. Well, let's hope we can find it for you. Was there anything else?
I don't think so.
Any credit cards?
They were in my handbag, and I had my passport inside my jacket pocket.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you will have some time to look at the questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Money, clothing, any personal items?
Oh, let me think. I had an umbrella. It was black. No, blue. But obviously that isn't as important as the other things.
No, but it all helps us identify your property and get it back to you. Anyway, I just need to ask you for some basic details about your journey. So it was yesterday, was it?
That's right. In the afternoon, around 2 p.m, maybe 2:30.
Okay, so that'd be May the 13th.
Yes. I was heading to Highbury. That's where I live.
All right. And you mentioned a passport, I think. So you were coming from the airport, I presume?
Yes. And I was looking forward to getting home so much, and what with being tired and everything. I think that's why I just forgot about the case.
And how were you travelling when you lost your property? I mean, what kind of transport were you using?
I thought about getting the train, but that would have meant a bus journey as well, and I couldn't be bothered. So I decided to take a taxi eventually. That's where I must have left it.
Well, that's good news, in a way. It's more likely that a driver would have found it and handed it in.
I hope so.
Well, I need your personal details now. Can I have your full name, please?
Yes, it's Lisa Doherty. I'll spell that for you. It's D-O-C-H-E-R-T-Y.
Thank you. And next, if I could have your address, the best address to send you the property if we manage to locate it.
Sure. It's number 15A River Road. And that's Highbury, as I said.
Thank you. Just a moment. There's just one final thing. That's your phone number.
I guess my mobile would be best. Hang on. I can never remember my own number. Okay, I've got it. It's 07979-605-437.
Very well. I think that's everything we need at this end. I'll have a look at the data.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.